I'm just leaving Ngobala local government because it started raining. It's really raining heavily. And in the polling centers, people have had to leave because they were voting in the open.
Okay, is that affecting turnout of voters?
It's actually affecting voting because voting is taking place right now. And in many of the polling units where the voting is taking place, is in the open. So the people are getting drenched and all that.
Okay, what other issues did you see today in your visit to the different polling stations?
Well, I must say in Ngobala local government, it generally went well. Although I must hasten to add that we were there in the morning during the accreditation. So in many places, it did go well. But for a few places, in one instance, which was one of the last places we visited around the time voting was staffing, people who were accredited and ready to vote suddenly realized that the election officials didn't come with ballot box, and they interpreted that to mean an attempt to disenfranchise them and insisted that they would not vote until the ballot box was brought.
Were the boxes at the end of the day brought? Did the people get to vote?
At the time we left there, it was getting out of hand, very tense, with party agents saying they would deal with the election officials if the ballot box was not brought. So we had to quickly exit the polling unit because things were really getting out of hand.
How is security in these areas?
There was large, in fact, a huge presence of security officials, both the paramilitary and the military. The military took charge of the highways and intersections. The police and other paramilitary agencies were at the polling units, and they generally conducted themselves well, again, except in one place where we thought they were too close to the voting arena, thereby giving the impression that that could intimidate voters. Yeah.
Now, apart from this one area where the officials did not bring the ballot boxes, have you heard from any members of your observer team in other areas?
Yes, largely in Uguta, where, as we speak, materials have not arrived and people had to disperse and the youth have taken over the area. In Mbitoli, too, as we speak, I'm monitoring the radio here, people calling into live a program of Hot FM are reporting that in that area, materials have not arrived, and our observers from that area too are telling us the same.
Talk to us about the importance of this election in the larger context of the Nigerian gubernatorial elections. How important is the Imo State in this process?
It is very, very important. As you know, Imo State prides itself as the heartland of Igbo land, southeast of Nigeria. And whatever happens here affects the other states in the region. And in the last 8 years or so, the people of the region have been trying to distance themselves from the ruling party, PDP, which they said have not served them well. And before the elections were declared inconclusive, the gubernatorial candidate of the All Progressive Grand Alliance, Mr. Rocha Sokorocha, was leading. So the tension in the air, and people want the elections to be concluded so that, as they say, change can be had in the state. So it is very important. And for the INEC, even though they have generally received a good rating in the conduct of the elections, but this is the Achilles heel, because if these elections in just four local government, they couldn't get materials across to two of the local government areas, it is really unfortunate.
Now, Governor Hakim, I believe, is the incumbent right now. Is that correct?
Yes, he is.
Is he the one responsible for the deployment of troops in the region, in the area?
Yes, as the chief security officer of the state, he can ask with the approval of the president for troop deployment, which is what has happened. And he has also gone ahead to do one thing that was considered controversial, imposing curfew from 10 p.m. yesterday to 7 p.m. this evening, effectively making it difficult for people to move around, even, you know, where they were in many parts, elections are not holding.
Is this being seen as a way of using the military to intimidate the opposition?
That has been the impression. And going through this, even as observers with badges, they have to ask us to calm down, search our person, search our boots, you know, delay us and all the... In fact, What they did that would have stopped observation of this election was at the last minute, they had to introduce a new accreditation of observers, different from the one we used in previous elections. And not many observers got this information. In fact, we had to be delayed to 10 a.m. until we got a few badges to deploy people we sent out. For local observers based in the state, I can imagine it will be very difficult for them to get accreditation.
When do you think the INEC will be able to announce the win of this election?
Well, we expect them to start, the results to start coming in this evening. But for the rain, it's raining torrentially as we speak. Driving is impaired. Voting is going to be disrupted. As I said earlier, voting is taking place in open places. I don't know what the state of the materials they're using will be now without shade and effective protection for them.
What time is it over there right now?
It is right now after 2 in the afternoon. It's 20 minutes after 2 p.m.
And
West African time.
And results are usually read around what time?
Between 3 and 5. From the polling unit, you expect to have results announced from 3. Then from there to collection center, about 5. Then from collection award centers to local government, then leading to the state announcement, since it's gubernatorial and House of Assembly elections. So we are looking at the gubernatorial results, if things go well, coming out late in the night or early tomorrow morning.
Is it fair to say that the earlier elections that were annulled, where the process was much better than this
one?
I
wouldn't say that myself because I wasn't in the state during the earlier elections. But people we have spoken were saying that if this one did not, if they didn't bring the materials, they should use the result of the earlier elections, which meant that that should be a fallback for the two these two local governments where the elections appear not to be holding because materials are yet to arrive.
Mr. Chukwuma, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. All right.